stolen, and I know I'm a different man. See, life kicks and life hurts. Think I've seen some of life's worst, but you've been here, so you understand. See, I fell and I broke something, but I couldn't tell, cause I kept running away from your love and grace. So my tricks and my pains, my failures, they only made me desperate to seek your face. Oh, the devil hoped this injury would make me stop and take defeat, but I know Jesus walks with me, so I'll just keep on walking with my feet. Salvation to God, cause at the end of the day he already knows your heart, and you don't have to prove it to nobody else, but you do have to prove it to yourself. See, the Bible says confirm your calling and election. The Bible says make your salvation sure, cause if you know it, you will show it. If you know it, you will show it. That's why we gotta keep on doing better. Yeah. We gotta keep on doing better. Yeah, we gotta keep on doing better. Yeah, we gotta keep on doing better. Come on, see, Lord, we really gotta keep on doing better. Every day you wake up, you gotta keep on doing better. Hey, Lord, I'll be here. Hey, see, Lord, you gotta keep on doing better. So tomorrow, just do better. Come on, say tomorrow, just do better.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Making all kind of excuses why they can't go ahead and do the great commission that Christ told us to do. Y'all pray for me. It's going to sting a little bit, but they say the honeybee, when he sting, he die afterwards. In other words, this message is going to sting one time, but when it finished, hopefully you do the right thing. Hallelujah! I have a server is not taking it easy. He's serious. And a lot of us need to make some decisions to line up with God. If God said it, that's what I need to do. You ain't going to create no ulterior way of being blessed opposite of what God said. This is what the Bible says. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's smart. Joshua 24, verse 15. Love y'all this morning. But Titus say you got to exhort and encourage. You got to rebuke and make feel good. This is a rebuke Sunday. Joshua 24 and 15. I want y'all to know prayer works. But you have to pray. It don't work if you don't do it. Don't you know Satan is strategic now? We're talking about building strong families. They used to say, and it sound good, the family that prays together. That sound cute, but don't you know that's real? That's real. I know for myself, it just ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I have to pray. Like a fish need water, I have to pray. You understand? It's the difference between Bruce Banner and Incredible Hulk if I don't. And not just me, but for a lot of y'all too. A lot of green monsters come out when you're not praying. How do I know you're not praying? When I see that monster. Can't submit to nothing. Can't nobody tell you nothing. Mad, frustrated. Looking to get into something. Can't stop sinning. Man, I to always and not faint. You get to praying. Listen, that's one of the greatest addictions in the world. Told them in Sunday school, you really want to get high? Start praying consistently and add fasting to it. That's 100 proof. Joshua 24, verse 15. He says, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, some of us don't desire to serve the Lord. Don't raise your hand. Don't say that. You know who you are. Some of you don't. Don't desire. Let me tell you something. The Bible says hell has enlarged itself. You know why hell didn't enlarge itself? To put more foolish people in it. The Bible says a fool has said in their heart that there is no God. You're a fool not to serve God. Not because you're not wonderful as God's creation. Not because he don't love you. But you make a foolish decision to choose eternal damnation over eternal reward. Jesus said, I came to give you life. The reason why some of us are not having life because we're not plugged into Jesus. We plugged in all kinds of things, people and relationships and groups and activities and employment and all kind of stuff going on. But you got to plug into Jesus. And some of us been having the same struggles 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. But I want to tell you today, do you desire to serve the Lord? If you desire to serve him, that's going to be some fruit today. It's going to be easy on my thumbs. I shouldn't have to text nobody and say, it's church time this morning. What in the world? If you desire, you ought to be asking me, Pastor, we having church? Pastor, we have? I ought to be getting texts. My phone ought to be broke. Because you texting me, asking me, are we having church? But don't you know I'm going to get my reward, though? I want you to get yours. Don't be so foolish to think that what the world is offering is the real deal. Met a man yesterday. We was evangelizing. I love when the Spirit of God speaks to me as I'm evangelizing. He told me, just tell him, just the old saying, and I'm paraphrasing, don't wait too long. See, God will show you. When you talking to him, he talk to you. Some people about to die. And see, I know what I heard the Spirit of God told me. Don't wait too long. Don't stay out here too long. That was the same. Don't stay out here too long. I knew he could relate because of his age, but the truth is what God was speaking to him. Don't you stay out here too long. He might have 2 years or less. Now, you don't say nothing bold like that if you ain't praying. But I've been flowing in the prophetic enough to know, go tell him and don't ignore it. Now, you don't go do that in your soul. Some people, you know, oh. You got to be dead enough to hear from God, to speak for God. Because if you're wrong, you get judged. You're a false prophet. Nothing special about me. Guess what? Everybody in here has an assignment. Everybody here is special. The question is, will you do your assignment? Some people sitting on the bench looking at other people play. He gave you an assignment. Your fulfillment is in your assignment. He says, I'm going to read it from the King James. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. See, he make it even more plain. For some folks, it seem evil to serve the Lord. Some of us need to pull up our pants, put our belt on, put our shoes on, put on our clothes and go. If you're a female, put your dress on or whatever you wear and go. Get busy for the Lord. How? Reading that Bible, basics. Being at prayer, basics. Evangelizing for the prayer, for the Lord, basics. Finding out what your calling is and functioning in it. Some of us still don't tithe. You ain't serving the Lord. Everybody else carrying you. And you're looking for a handout, talking about help me, please. God is your help. Amen. I can't eat up all my seed and then be looking for somebody to feed me. Where your money at? You ate it. You spent it. You lived in it. You drove it. Amen. Your name is tight, but it's right. Pastor talking about me. No, he ain't. He talking to you. Amen. To help. I'm glad I had some strong preaching in my life at some point where somebody told me the truth. Told me, like I'm going to tell you today, you ain't no homosexual. That's a lie. Let her go. Let him go. Hallelujah. You got to let that foolishness go. And you ain't broke. You got a God. Amen. That has a cattle on 1,000 here. Pay your tithe. Get a job. Save your money. Stop spending it on everything else. Don't be mad with the messenger. Amen. Ain't that right? Sister Branch, you just dropped the mail off. Amen. You ain't reading the mail. You just dropped the mail off. You work for the postal service. Amen. Hallelujah. See, when you do what he say, you get the results he promised in the book. And don't waste your time looking at other folks. See, some folk, their whole world messed up because they looking at other people and what they doing. Man, you need to get like a thoroughbred and put them blinders on and run your race. Looking at other folks will have you discouraged, disappointed, upset, jealous, envious, judgmental. You don't need all that. Focus on what God done told you to do and do it.